Each summer, Lewis and Clark students and faculty engage in collaborative scientific research with the John Rogers Science Research Program. Over the course of 10 weeks, students take responsibility for a small part of a faculty member's research concept. I talk to Professor Anne Bentley's team about their research project, what their day-to-day activities in the program are, and the dessert they chose to represent their research at their lunch talk.
I'm Eric Randall. I'm going to be a junior, so I'll be graduating in 2011. I'm a chemistry major, and this is my second summer in the Rogers program.
I'm Robin Osofsky. This is my first summer in the Rogers program. I'm also going to be a junior, and I'm also a chemistry major.
Can you explain your research to me?
Nanoparticles are particles that are smaller than a bulk thing. So it's smaller than anything you could ever see, but it's larger than an individual atom. So we're talking dozens or hundreds of atoms together. At this size, things are really interesting. Their properties change. So, for example, gold nanoparticles appear to be red. Silver nanoparticles appear to be yellow. Just a lot of things like involving light and electrical conductivity and strength of the material change when you get in this kind of weird in-between size area. And so anyway, you get these interesting properties, and our research in particular is our goal is to synthesize nanoparticles and then use them to incorporate them into lithium-ion battery cathodes. If everything goes well, and as we hope it will, we could potentially improve the performance of all lithium-ion batteries. But that's really far off. We're on the early phases now.
For anyone who doesn't know what a lithium-ion battery is, it's like a cell phone battery or like a battery in your iPod. It's just a rechargeable battery.
As participants in this program, what are your day-to-day responsibilities and overall big responsibilities?
Every morning we meet with Anne, and she says, okay, I want this to happen today. And then we can also put in our input. After that happens, we go through the day, and maybe like something works great during the day, and we'll continue working with that, or something doesn't work.
There's a lot of self-direction in it. It isn't like you get to do just whatever you want, but the professors really listen to you. So if we really want to try something, we can try it. And your opinion definitely matters. And also, you don't have a boss over your shoulder. I mean, our professor, Anne, she's in her office most of the day. She'll come down every once in a while, and we'll go up to her and kind of compare notes and everything and show her our results. But she's not in the lab all day. So it's really kind of a self-managed thing, where you have to be on top of your game.
Yeah. It's like, it's just a great balance between her being there, having self-guidance, and also if you need help, someone's there to point you in the right direction.
What are your favorite and least favorite aspects of the program?
It isn't like most summer jobs where you can, you know, maybe show up and not be mentally there and you're just kind of watching the clock and putting in your time. You really have to think and be aware of what you're doing. And sometimes you'll work really hard on something and it won't work, and it'll just be an abysmal failure. And you have to just be willing to chalk it up as, well, that doesn't work, and then just move on. And it can suck because you might put an entire week into something, and then it just flat out doesn't work, and you just have to kind of scratch that off the list and keep going.
Not doing something right really sucks. And that happens a lot in research when you're trying to, like, do something that no one else has ever done before, and I think that probably is one of the hardest parts.
One of the good things about Lewis and Clark is, and it's part of the whole small school setting, that as an undergraduate you can do research and you have a lot more independence than even some graduate students have at other schools. I mean, I've talked to some friends who have undergrad research positions and they're just cleaning glassware and measuring out chemicals all day long for everybody else, so we actually get to do our own things.
Can you guys explain your dessert to me?
We made just cookies, so that's our whole idea, is thin films of a metal with nanoparticles inside, so chocolate chip cookies accomplish the task.
Yeah, basically your cookie is part of your battery, and then your nanoparticles are your chocolate chips in there trying to disrupt the surface and create more surface area for it to intercalate lithium ions. Just like nanoparticles should make batteries work better, chocolate chips make cookies taste better.
Do you think that this experience has made you want to pursue research as a career?
For me, it's definitely put it on the table. It's definitely a lot less boring than I thought it would be. And there are like just little teeny tiny accomplishments that happen every day, just something that you got to work that is rewarding, and it's not some major scientific breakthrough that's going to get you in science, but it's just something small that kind of keeps you motivated.
Yeah, it's nice to know that you can always have research to fall back on.
The Rogers program is really good because it pays you pretty well to do science. I'd probably be pouring concrete for foundations if I was home right now and not working here. So this actually lets you, you're on campus and you're working in a field that's related to your major.
All right. Well, thank you very much.